The sitting room is a battlefield at the moment, but rest assured, you will be en route precisely in 11 minutes. You look heavenly. Pray, you see.
Gustav waits for Madame D to sit, then joins her, at which point she immediately leans across to him and grabs his hand.
I'm not leaving. I need a priest. I need a prayer. Is there a chill? I need some air. Please help me.
Darling, you've nothing to fear. You're always anxious before you travel.
I'm not leaving. If I go now, I won't return. You'll see me next inside an urn. Please, I'm frightened.
Come, give me your
hand. Oh, 17 seasons ago, when I came to this place, this beautiful place, there you were, Gustav, a vision in plum. My heart burst wide open, and I saw what life could become. You are the reason I'm alive. Your love allows me to survive. Though time's a thief, goodbye to grief. When I'm here with you, I'm overcome.
How can I, with this enormous rock pile around my neck like an albatross? For goodness sake, if this is truly how you feel, I am your priest. You're not leaving. I'll draw your path, subvert the code. There's time to heal before you go. It's my love.
I'm not leaving. This is my home. You're my heart. There's nowhere else we can part.
For 17 seasons, Celine, you have come to this place with beauty and grace. Life can be cruel, darling. Let's leave that behind. For here in this sweet twilight, you remind me life can be kind until the morning bird has sung.
We can pretend the world is young.
And when you go, you'll always know,
always know
that
our fate will be one
intertwined. I'm not
leaving. The night is young.
I'm off the clock.
We'll have some fun.
Let people talk, because
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
Just yet.